It's time for Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU, which means I'm going to welcome in my guest. Good morning, Mary Morgan.
Good morning. Are you extra groggy because of the time change, or is that just me?
You know, it does feel like everything's a bit off this morning, but as the morning wears on and I've exhausted my third pot of coffee, things are starting to look really up.
Coffee really helps.
It does indeed, and so does an energized civic engagement movement, and that's what's going to inspire us this morning, right?
Yeah, it was great to see you last week, and thanks again for participating in our panel discussion last week on civic sustainability. I'm not sure what your thoughts were, but I really got a lot of ideas out of it, and I'm excited to see if we can move some of these forward.
Yeah, lots of positives there. If you don't know about it, the City of Ann Arbor has been hosting ongoing sustainability conferences and forums, and Thursday night I was invited by my dear pal Mary Morgan to come out and talk about civic engagement at the Ann Arbor District Library. One of the positives to me was the crowd. That room was nearly full, and on a Thursday night to be sitting around talking about what can we do to do a better job as a community to engage civically, to have that many people come out, that was great.
Yeah, and I was also really excited by the diversity of perspectives. Other panelists included Ashley Blake of Avalon Housing, Lynn Song, who's a member of the Library Board, who's Vice President of the Library Board, Ann Arbor District Library, and Neil Hajra of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. And I thought that your comments, specifically about the media, were really interesting. And I would love to have an entire forum focused just on, you know, getting news out to our residents. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, these are the types of things I like to do because they start conversations that could lead to greater action. You know, obviously, great ideas start somewhere, and we had some tremendous input from people in that room, and if it just sparked one person to try and think, wow, what could I do to help make journalism a bigger part of my community, and then maybe look at a co-op of some sort, you know, those are the kinds of things maybe a couple of years down the road we might see some action put to those initial thoughts, but it all started in that room, and I was really happy to be a part of that, so thank you for inviting me. One of the things that you mentioned that evening, and of course, the Ann Arbor District Library is going to get that video up in the next couple of weeks. We should link over to that, but if you did want to participate or see that. City of Ann Arbor, as you announced at this forum Thursday night, starting a new grant program. What can you tell us about the Sustaining Ann Arbor Together?
You know, it's a great project, I think. It's going to be awarding grants to small-scale improvement projects that are focused on the public right-of-way, so city-owned property or even school property, and I think other property as well. So they're asking people, residents in the neighborhoods and elsewhere to come up with ideas and apply for these grants. They've budgeted $100,000 in each of the next two fiscal years. So that would be, you know, sounds like around 10 grants or so per year. They haven't released an entire lineup of details about this project, so we don't know yet when the deadlines are to apply. So we're going to look for more information, but I think it's really exciting, and I hope these kind of things really energize people and that we see a lot of great creative ideas.
You know, I think I see this as, and this may come off as a bit anachronistic, but I think I see it as a way for the city to say, yep, we acknowledge that you guys have complaints about certain things or might see something that you think could be beautified or needs some work. We're more than willing to help. You guys suggest ideas, and we'll start issuing grants to make that stuff happen.
Yeah, I really hope that's the case. I think that there are a lot of ways that the city is moving to try to encourage more participation engagement, and so I was glad to see this. I'm really looking forward to getting more details.
Just briefly, the Ann Arbor City Council last week talked about raises for a couple of employees. Tell us what's going on there.
The city council is responsible for two employees directly, the city attorney and the city administrator. Last week, they voted to give the city attorney a raise and a lump sum payment. He's moving from $180,000 to $184,500. And this week, today, actually, they're going to be having the same conversation with City Administrator Howard Lazarus. So we're looking for a possible raise for him, too.
Is there public input on any of that stuff, or is that something that City Council just kind of decides in private?
Well, everybody's always welcome to say their piece. This is a public meeting. There's public commentary. And it's an annual thing. So if you have concerns about these things, you can always make your case. The difficult thing is that we don't actually know what the proposed raise is going to be until the night of.
Okay.
So the documentation that's online doesn't give us an indication. So you're kind of blind. I mean, assuming that there will be a raise unless something extraordinary happens.
Well, this is a good opportunity, too. If you have any questions about how the city is actually run on a day-to-day basis, this can give you a glimpse into the people who are responsible for enacting the policies and things that City Council decides the direction the city should be moving in.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, later tonight, there's a working session where the city administrator will be making a proposal for some pretty significant rate increases for water and sewer. So, that's an example of, he has a lot of responsibility, and this is an example of how it's playing out in a way that's going to directly affect anybody who pays water and sewer, which is all of us.
Getting a big surprise down the road when you get your bill and the rates have gone up, you could have input in the decision-making process tonight.
Well, that is the theory. I haven't voted on it yet. They've been working on this for a long time. But yeah, it's better to pay attention sooner than later.
So I know we have an engaged community, certainly, and always room for improvement in that engagement. But the engagement is moving downwards into a group that we don't typically look at as good candidates for heavy engagement, which is high school students. Based on a response to the tragedy in Florida from February, a lot of high schools all over the country are arranging for their students, and the students themselves are arranging for walkouts, for protests, for demonstrations. I know that there's a couple things planned here locally. What are Ann Arbor students doing that's a little different?
That's right. There's going to be a town hall on Thursday in addition to the walkout on Wednesday. And I think this is a great opportunity for people to really support student activism in our community. And then on Friday, there's going to be a panel discussion of students for a Blue Ribbon group that the superintendent is convening. And I'm going to be attending that and look forward to really hearing from the students directly what their plans are and what their experience has been.
And Mary, you hit on that briefly. It's something we talked about Thursday night in length, which is how do you inspire the next generation of engagement? And here's a perfect opportunity to encourage students who are using their voice to protest en masse, and then also inviting a conversation. I think those are both very, very worthy things that we should get involved in and support if you're interested at all, again, in fostering in the next generation of those that will engage inside of our community.
Absolutely. I think that the challenge is that students might feel like they're not being heard. So I think this is a great opportunity for those of us in the community to take them very seriously and find out what their goals are and see how we can support it.
And I know part of being a teenager, obviously, is figuring out, trying to start to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. I mean, I'm 40 and I'll let you know when I figure it out personally, but that's part of when you're supposed to be doing that. And there's a program in Washtenaw County which allows for 16 to 24-year-olds to kind of dip their toe into a potential workforce or with a potential employer to kind of test things out. What's this Summer 18 program and how can we get more info about it?
Yeah, it's a great program. It's designed to partner businesses with students, with youth in the 16 to 24 age group. They'll have jobs in the summer, but there'll also be a mentoring component. And I think it's a really great opportunity. I participated last year and talked to the group of students who were involved in it about civic engagement. And I'm really happy to see it continue to grow. It's a partnership of Washtenaw County, the Michigan Works Program, which is a Michigan employment program, and the University of Michigan. So there's a website that's called domorethissummer.com or domoresummer18.com, and it gives information about what you can do if you want to participate as an employer or if you're in that age group and you want to participate, you can apply. Get more information on that website.
Mary, we're running out of time. We have so much more to talk about. I believe you're going to cover a lot of it in your weekly newsletter. If I'm interested in signing up for the newsletter, finding out more about you, where do I go?
You can get a link to the sign up on civcity.org.